Fred Film Radio, Karlovy Vary International Film Festival, Czech Republic.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 2017 Karlovy Vary International Film Festival, and I'm very pleased to be joined by Camila Magid, who is presenting her film Land of the Free in the Documentary Films Competition. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
So the first question is kind of very simple. Would you be able to introduce the film to our listeners?
Yeah, the film is a documentary that's set in Los Angeles, South Central. And it's about a man, Brian, who comes out after having served 24 years in prison. He was 18 when he got in and is now 42. Right. So he's the main character. And then we have two other characters, Juan, who's 18, and a gang member, so he's the same age as Brian was when he went in, and he's also just being released from juvenile camp, and then Gianni, who's 7, whose mother was in prison.
Right. First question to follow up that introduction. This is your first feature documentary?
Yeah, I've made several short documentaries, but it's my first feature.
Right, and why did you decide on this topic for your first feature?
I lived in Los Angeles, and I was invited to one of these meetings in a support group that's also part of the film, a support group for people who are coming out of prison. And there I saw so many people, Monday after Monday, coming out and really wanting to change their life around, but there's so little support to get, and it's so hard to do when you have this stigma of having served time, and also finding a job, finding a place to live. It's almost impossible to get back on your feet. And in the United States, there's 25% of the world's prison population is in the United States, even though the states are only 5% of the world. So it is a very big problem there.
Are these support groups where you met Brian and the other protagonists?
Well, we met Brian because we knew that we wanted to make a film about this topic, but we wanted to find somebody who just got released. So we had to find somebody who was still in prison. And Cornelius, who was one of the regulars in the support group, he had been incarcerated for 28 years, and he knew that Brian would be released soon. So he set us in contact with Brian, and we got a call one day, which was actually way before we were ready to start filming. And then we got a call that Brian, who we hadn't met at this point, was going to be released the next day, and that was upstate. So we just drove all night, and then we met Brian when he just got out, and we didn't have a cinematographer at the time, and I was just filming with this little digital camera. And
well, that's great because you capture a moment where he has a cup of coffee and he's like, he's just delighted at having it. He's like, wow, this tastes amazing. It's like, it's almost like he's tasting freedom for the first time in a long time, maybe for the first time ever in a way.
True, exactly. Yeah. And we just knew when we started filming with him that, okay, this is it. This is, we're going to go
this
with him.
This is the character. this is the protagonist of my movie. Because he actually is, his journey is very touching. And but was he always comfortable with the cameras around? And this goes with the other protagonists of the film as well. Were they comfortable with you filming them?
Well, I think with Brian, because we were the first people he saw after he came back to society, and he was in a state of shock. He hadn't been out for 24 years. Just little things like crossing the road. Okay, do you walk when it's green or red? Or, of course, he knew, but he had forgotten, or he was so much in shock. So he would ask us, you know, how do you do this? And and so he was actually very happy that we were there because then at least there was somebody. His family doesn't live in LA. He basically knew no one in LA when he got released. And so with him, it was easy. With Juan, the teenager,
right,
we met him in a juvenile camp where he was incarcerated, where Stine Fischer Christensen, the creative producer, and I, we were teaching there as part of the research. And when, so we, I think because we knew him from the jail, that also made him relax.
Right.
Very much like relaxed around us. But of course, there was, with him especially, there was a lot of things that he definitely didn't want to talk about or didn't want to be filmed. With Gianni, the 7-year-old boy, and his family, they were completely relaxed with the camera as well. And
right.
there was no difference if it was up or down. But our method, my method, is to spend a lot of time with the characters, and we've been filming this film over several years. And
how many years?
A bit more than 2 years.
Gianni, Juan, and Brian. Three different generations of people. It's almost like, you know, it's the past, the present, and the future. I mean, they're three, you know, different age groups. So that was that also important for your film? Was that something else that you wanted to explore?
Yeah, it was important because we wanted to create a quite complex film where the characters mirror each other, because Brian, the Brian that we meet today, is an adult man, and he has put his gang life behind him, and he's so reflected, and there's, you know, when, at least as I see him, and as I hope the audience will see him as well, this is a man that is definitely has put his past behind him and is able to be a full functioning member of society. And even though he has committed a horrible crime when he was a teenager, that does that this is a man who should have a life and should is worthy of having a full life ahead of him. And I think that's what happens to a lot of people who, once they get caught up in the system, it's also as if society deems them, you know, unworthy of being part of our society. It's like they, and that was also something that I wanted to explore, is what does it do to you when you live in a society and when you want to be part of a society who basically doesn't want you.
Right. And thus begins an endless cycle of things that, you know, keep bringing these men or like these people back to jail, you know.
Exactly, and
it's almost an order of things in a way. It's like Emile Zola in a way.
Yeah, and that's also why like Juan's story, the teenage boy, he's so important, because he's in the middle of it right now, and you can just see how trapped he is, and how impossible it is to. There's no way that he can get himself out of the situation that he's in, because there's, how could he? He doesn't have the tools to do it, and it's so much bigger than him. What's holding him back? And that's, I think that's also I think particularly in the United States with the American Dream, and you can be whatever you want, you can get whatever you want. So it's, but if you fail, it's also your own fault. And I think we have the same in Denmark. You know, if but you could, why don't you just don't do crime?
Right.
Just don't be a gang member. Just, but it's so much more complex than that, because there's these structures that will keep people.
Well, for a lot of people, crime seems to be the only way to get money and to live a good life.
Yeah, so we wanted to show the complexity, and also that's also why we have Gianni, the child, who is, as you said, resembles the future, and we have this innocent 7-year-old boy who is just a great kid, and he grows up in an environment where the gangs are just around the corner.
Right, yeah.
And his mother tries really hard to keep him inside the home, because she doesn't want him to be outside and play, because she's afraid of what will happen to him.
And she herself knows, because she's been in jail herself, that you know, it's not a good way to it's not a good place to end up. And I do want to ask you as well, and maybe just the last question, because we're completely out of time. But as a filmmaker, did you come into this movie, did you start making this movie with your opinions already formed, with exactly knowing what you would be filming and what you would be shooting and what would happen even in your stories?
No. I think, of course, there's no doubt that I do have opinions on that it's really important to try to prevent people from ever ending up in prison. And I think... But when you start making a documentary like this, you have no idea what was going to happen to the characters. And so we didn't know whether Brian would end up in prison again, and the same with the others. So, and you cannot, you try to plan, and then you go out and you shoot, and then you come home and with something completely different. And that's just the way it is.
Well, thank you very much for joining us. It was a great pleasure talking to you, and I wish you all the best.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.